forgot to turn the audio only recorder on, and so it'll miss the intro but catch the rest of today's devotion. But as we consider what that looks like, here early in the book of Acts, Acts chapter 3, the church was just being formed. Acts 2 was the day of Pentecost. Peter preaches this great message about how the people had crucified Christ, the one sent by God to redeem them, but that God had risen him from the dead. And the people were convicted. It says they were cut to the heart. They cried out, "What should we do?" And the response of Peter and the apostles were that they should repent and be immersed into Christ for the forgiveness of their sins and the gift of the Holy Spirit. And he went on to say that that promise was for them. It was for their families. It was for their children. It was for those who were near. It was for those who were far out. And in fact, it was for anyone who would accept it. And so as the church begins to grow, as God adds people to his church daily, those that are being saved, the continual call is that people would repent. They would turn to God and find a season of refreshing. One of the great things about repentance from the way God handles it is he allows us to have that change of heart, change of mind that changes our actions. This past Sunday, the message I spoke on was the gift of repentance. And so often we think of repentance as something we have to do that we ought to do, but we really don't want to. But when we begin to see repentance as a gift from God that he allows us to change, when we get so caught up in self, so caught up in sin, so caught up in wickedness, that our life is doomed for destruction, this gift says that we don't have to keep heading that way. It's like we're out hiking in the Grand Canyon and we lose our footing and we begin to slide and it appears that we're going to plummet over the edge of the cliff, and God comes along and catches us and says, "How would you like to go in a different direction?" And he enables and empowers us and picks us up and sets us on a solid path, and we find refreshing. When the destruction that was inevitable is avoided, we find refreshing when the guilt that we've carried all our life is taken off of us. We find refreshing when the pressure of keeping up appearances, the pressure of doing what's expected by the people around us, when the pressure of life is lifted, and we have a new way of life, a new way of evaluation, a new way of living, a way that's free, a way that's unburdened. You see, we repent for refreshing of life. And so many times we are so weary of carrying the burdens that we have with us, and yet we're not convinced there's anything we can do about it. And day by day, people add to that weight, they add to that burden. And yet, God says, when we repent, when we turn to him, when we say we can no longer do this, we no longer want to carry the weight of our sin, that we find a season of refreshing, we find a peace that surpasses all understanding, we find what only he can give. You see, this idea of coming to God in repentance isn't about getting beat down. It's not about making our sins known so that we can be punished. God knows our sins. The repentance is about turning to a new direction, so that we leave our sins behind. They no longer weigh us down, but they also no longer define us. And I suspect that most of us, if not all of us, have things in our life that have defined us for years that we really wish wouldn't. Things that people have known us by, that we would really rather not be known by. It's those kinds of things that when we come to repentance in God, that God says He completely forgets about us. And so perhaps we're caught up in the sin of gossip, and it just defines who we are, and everybody knows it, and he's just a gossip. And when we truly repent, when we have God remove that from our life and change us and turn us in a new direction, we find a refreshing from God in that He no longer sees that in us. And as we live that new life, it begins to create the new perspective in the way others see us. You see, God's desire is that our choice of repentance is one that is pleasant. Oh, there may be difficulties within it. It's not always easy to turn away from the sin that we enjoy. It's not always easy to turn away from the worldly profit that sin produces at times. But when the weight, the spiritual weight of that wickedness, of that sin, of that deceit is removed, we find a refreshing spirit within us and covering us and lifting us that is like no other. And so we live life with this gift of repentance, thanking God every day for the refreshing that comes when we walk in the right direction, when we turn around and we set our eyes on Jesus, and He lifts us, and He refreshes us. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to Yourself. It has given us what we need to enjoy a life of godliness, of contentment, of refreshing. And a big part of that refreshing that we desire, that we need, comes when we choose to repent. And so, God, today, help us to live as those who repent of anything that Your Spirit convicts us of. May we gaze deeply into Your Word. May we listen to the presence of Your Spirit. May we pay attention to the counsel of godly people around us. And especially for those sins and those elements of our life that we want to cling on to because they feel safe, they feel comfortable, they feel familiar. In humility, may we repent and find the refreshing that only comes from You. May we sigh with relief when the pressure is removed, the weight is gone, and we live as those who are free. Father, thank You for the gift of repentance that You allow us to change. And You not only allow us to change, You make it possible. By Your Spirit, You give us everything necessary to turn from the old life and live a new life. So God, today as I pray that every one of us who's hearing these words would know the refreshing Spirit that comes as we repent. And that refreshment would be a reminder of the joy, so that whenever necessary, repentance would not be such a difficult thing to do. That we would be eager to repent because we know the refreshment that comes as a result. Father, as we live as those refreshed by Your Spirit, may we lift up Jesus in all things so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.